fast note before we get started today. Please know this podcast may contain content that may be disturbing to some listeners. All opinions expressed are that of the individual and are not meant as a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice. We advise reading the show notes for more detailed description before you listen to this podcast. Remember, mental health matters. Please take good care of yourself. Hello and welcome. It's Tammy Lawrence, Symbolisti here. Thank you for joining us for the I'm Still Here, Messages from the Other Side podcast. Each week, we'll be talking to individuals who believe that they have had messages from the other side. So interesting to hear as we all share our time together, still here. Hello, everyone. Today we have Darlene Michelle. She is the host of the newly released Among the Butterflies podcast, where she shares her love of genealogy, personal development, spirituality, and butterflies. It was while she was researching her family stories that she began to gain a sense of a greater connection with her own story and all of the people in her family who contributed to her existence on the planet today. Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Tammy. So glad to be here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your show.
So grateful that you're taking some time for us because we have someone very special to talk about. I understand that your grandfather played a very big influence in your life, not only while he was alive, but after he had passed away.
He sure did. Yes, he did. Before I even talk about how he played that role after death, I think I just need to give you the context of who he was for me personally, because then when I share with you how he reached out to me after he passed away, it'll make more sense when you see who he was in my life. Well, my parents divorced when I was 11. And my brother was just 10, so a year younger than me. And my mother was a mess. My father, actually, he had someone else in his life and decided that he wanted to pursue that relationship. My mother fell apart, as you can well imagine, and was pretty much checked out as a mother. And so my brother and I were left to roam and run, and we were having a hard time too. And we didn't have anyone helping us through that. And so, of course, we started getting involved in drugs and, you know, those things like that, and just a rough lifestyle, just trying to find a place to belong. And just, I don't know, just was a difficult time. Now, my grandfather, my mother reached out to my grandfather. So this is my father's father. Okay, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. My father's father. And my grandfather was a minister, a pastor of the church, and had been for decades a pastor of the church. And so my mother reached out to him and asked for his help because she just, especially with my brother, just had no way to control him. He wasn't respectful to her, didn't listen to her, was very rebellious. But you know, we were going through a really rough time. And my mother just...
Boys will be like that anyways, even with yes. going through a hard time, right?
For sure. And he sure was. And I was too, though. I had my rebellious streak going on, but we were also just, it was just a bit difficult time for us all, and my mother as well. And she just couldn't be there for us because she couldn't even be there for herself. So reached out to my grandfather to help. And so my brother went to live with him. After a while, I did as well. So we lived with our grandparents, my father's parents, for a while. Now, my brother lived with them for years. I lived with them for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years. And we went to school. We had to change schools because where we had been previously living went before my parents, you know, with my parents, was a whole other side of the city. So we moved to another location where my grandparents lived, and we moved in with them. And they pretty much took us under their wing. And they took care of us, and they made sure we went to school. And my grandmother, we always had like warm breakfast, like oatmeal and all the pancakes and all that stuff. So it was like a real home. It brought a sense of stability to both my brother and I. And so we developed this close relationship with especially my grandfather, who was like that father figure that we were lacking at the time. He just was there. And if you were struggling and you had questions and you were going through a hard time, he would reach out to you. He would sit down. He was there. He was present in our lives in more ways than one, not just physically, but there with you. Just a lovely presence of guidance and strength, and when we didn't have any. and stability. And so that's who he became for me, was just like a refuge for a while, until later on in my own life, I was able to stand on my own feet and create my own transformation and get more stabilized myself in my own health and well-being, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that. So for me, my grandfather was that person that I knew if I was ever struggling, I could go to, and he was always there. He passed away in 2008, and I was in my, I was in my 30s at this time. At the time that my brother and I lived with him, we were in high school. We were teenagers in high school, okay? So I'm now in my 30s, and I get this call. I am coordinating a massive speech and debate conference as the head coordinator, one that was like 9 days long. And people from all kinds of different states were flying in. So we had, you know, several hundred people there. And I was the mastermind of it all. And so I get this call when we're in the middle of this conference. I get a call that my grandfather had passed. The funeral was at a certain time, you know, and I wasn't able to go because I was in the middle of this massive thing. And there was no one that could take over and do all the stuff and keep the balls afloating in that.
It must be really hard to go through. And you're probably thinking at that time, when it rains, it pours. I can't be two people in two different places, and challenging.
It was so hard. And you know, Tammy, I spent a long time beating myself up for the fact that I didn't go, that I didn't try harder to try and figure something out, to try and see if there was a way I could have still made it work. I am also a person that has such a sense of responsibility. When I'm in charge of something, I want to make sure I'm there for it and that I finish my task. And so it was such a difficult place to be at that moment, wanting to finish what I was there to do and finish that task, but also then be there to honor my grandfather. So it was not an easy decision. And like I said, I beat myself up for not going, not trying to figure out a different way to do that situation, and having been there for my grandfather because he was so special to me. I still sometimes wrestle with that. But let me tell you, let me go into that, because I did have a little moment with him where I feel like I reconciled that in my life. But let me tell you how he reached out to me after his passing. So this was January of 2008. He passed away from Parkinson's disease. And previous to that, he and my grandmother, who she had Alzheimer's, he had Parkinson's, and they were in an older folks home together, and he passed away. It was not a whole long time after that happened, well, maybe a year into his passing, that I was going through a really difficult time in my life. My marriage was beginning to disintegrate, and I was in a low spot. And I happened to look out the window. I was actually in my room, and I was crying, and I was just feeling pretty in kind of a moment of despair. And I look up and out the window, sitting in a tree branch, literally out my window, looking in at me, was a cardinal. Now, I had heard that thing about cardinals that you hear, you know, I'm sure you've heard it too, that the cardinals represent the soul of a deceased loved one, just coming and kind of checking in on you. And as soon as I saw that cardinal, I knew instantly grandfather, that was my grandpa. And it was just uncanny that it was just sitting there looking in the window at me at that moment when I was at a low point. To me, it was immediately, I knew that was my grandfather looking in at me saying, "It's okay. You're okay. I got you. I see you. I'm here. I'm not gone." And so then I moved past through that moment. And it has been several times through my life that marriage actually did fall apart. I ended up leaving that marriage. And after I was divorced, so hard trying to put my life back together as a 44-year-old woman, I had stayed home with my children for 22 years and homeschooled them and did all of that. And so I didn't have all paid work experience. I didn't have a degree or a certificate or anything like that. So it was very difficult as a 44-year-old woman to now go out into the workforce and try and create a living when you had nothing to fall back on. I was a stay-at-home mom. And so I found so many low points during that time as I was trying to just figure out my life. And I set myself actually on a transformational journey at the end of that divorce, trying to figure myself out. It was actually the divorce that was the catalyst that set me out there to figure out what was going on. Why was my life so miserable? Why couldn't I seem to find happiness? And I don't know, just trying to figure out why was I felt like I was experiencing the same things over and over again, like a cycle. So what was going on? What was up with me? What was there about me that I didn't understand and I needed to see and needed to just deal with? What was that? So that journey lasted 10 to 11 years. I have been on that journey for the last 10, 11 years. And through that time, I have hit so many rock bottom moments, so many low points. And I have to say, probably about 80% of those experiences, when I would look up, there would be a cardinal out the window looking at me. And I knew it was my grandpa. Mm-hmm. I knew it was my grandpa just saying, I'm here. I'm still here. And it's okay. And you're okay. And you're going to make it through. And you're going to be just fine. And I'm here. And so that has been such a meaningful gift that he brought to me by just, I know that that's him. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that that is my grandfather reaching out to me. I knew it instantly the first time I saw him. I knew it every time after that because the timing was too, it's not a coincidence. The timing was just too amazing that it would be right there. I have seen many cardinals, you know, flitting around here and there. And, you know, I know that not all those cardinals were him. It was those special ones that came at those special moments. Those were my grandfather telling me, I'm here. I'm not gone. And I'm still here. And I still see you. And I hear you. And I understand where you are. And you're going to be okay. That was what he was telling me.
Yeah, it's wonderful that it was at the exact moment when you needed it the most is when they presented themselves to you in such a clear fashion.
Yeah, so I can't believe that was coincidence that I just happened to look up and there'd just be a cardinal at that time. No, and I knew, like I said, instinctively, I just knew that that was my grandpa without question. It was not just a cardinal. It was my grandfather, a message from him. Using that cardinal is a message from him that I'm here. I don't know how all the spiritual world works. It's hard to know that when we're just mortal beings right now in our flesh and blood. We do have that spiritual side, of course, but we're not as present to it as we are this physical reality. So it's hard for us in the mortal state to really understand completely that spiritual state. So I don't know how it all works, but I know that it's there. And I believe it's real. And I believe that when they try and communicate to us, when a loved one tries to communicate to us, it will communicate to us in a way that we will resonate with, that we will understand, and that we will know that that's who they are, that that's them, right? Mm-hmm. They're not just going to come up with some weird thing that we wouldn't recognize. They're going to come to us in a way, a shape, or a form, or a message that we will know it's them. They'll know or recognize that. And I believe that's why my grandfather chose cardinals, because I knew that story. And I love cardinals. They're my favorite bird. And they were always my favorite bird because I love red. So they're always my favorite bird. And so I think he chose the cardinal for that purpose because he knew I would know it was him. But let me tell you how I reconciled that little, my not going to his funeral and wishing that I would have. He's buried in Michigan. That's where we used to live. I no longer live there, but that's where we used to live. So I went up to visit my family just this past spring. So we're recording this in 2021. And so it was April of 2021 that I went up there for my mother's birthday. And I went and visited my grandfather at his grave. I hadn't went up there and visited his grave since he was buried there. And so I went and I visited his grave and I brought him flowers and I just was there. I just sat in front of his grave and just spent time with him and just talked to him and cried and shared with him how I just was so sorry that I wasn't there on the day that they were honoring him, but that I wanted him to know that in my heart, he was honored and was always special. and still remains to this day. And he was such a loving, compassionate, caring person that he never would have held any of that against me in life nor in death. So I knew that it wasn't there. It was just something in me that I needed to express to forgive myself for not being there at his funeral. So, yeah. So there's that.
It's just amazing that you had the option to finally get to see him, especially during this pandemic, because we've all been hiding in houses. It's amazing that you finally got to go and reconcile that. I was actually thinking that earlier when you said that. From the man that you described, I can pretty much guess, even though I've never met him, that he was forgiving of you, even in the instant.
Yes. Yeah, and for sure. Just being so loving. So loving a person, loving me so deeply, I knew that that love had not changed and would never change. And so I knew that it wasn't with him that I needed to do that act. It was really for myself that I needed to do that act. It was for me. And I believe I completed that with myself. And so that is gone. But yeah, so every time I see a cardinal, it is so special for me. And knowing that my grandfather is there when I need him, just still letting me know he's there in those moments when are hard because they're not over. Life is going to send me those challenges. It just has a way of doing that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's for sure. If someone else was looking for a message, and you've already kind of given some ideas, but if someone was looking for a message from their loved one, what advice would you give them?
Well, I didn't expect that he would communicate with me. I wasn't expecting that or even looking for that. So I was surprised when I saw that. But again, I just really think our loved ones know us, don't they? Inside and outside and frontwards and backwards, our loved ones know us. And they know what we will recognize. We know what we will understand. That when we see that message, that symbol, whatever it is that they choose to give. I did listen to your podcast episode where you were talking about your mother leaving you that penny or the dime. Mm-hmm. See, she knew you would understand that.
Yeah.
I think it's like that. I think they just know us and they know what to leave us that will just make us stop and go, ah, hi, Grandpa. Hi, that we know it's them.
Thank you for describing it in that fashion. I've never heard anyone say it just that way. And I think that was beautifully said because you're right. I think they do it in a way that's gentle and kind and fully loving.
It is. It's like a hug. It's like a hug from them. I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I haven't left. I'm my form. I may have changed form, but I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. If someone was going through a grieving journey right now, what advice would you have for them?
That was a process for me because my grandfather was so special and my family had moved away from Michigan. My former husband, my husband at the time, had taken a job in another state. And so we moved our family. And it was hard for me to be away from my family at first because I had never lived away from them. But then you get used to it. You make the changes and stuff. And then I didn't get to see them as often as I was used to. And then time, you get busy with stuff and raising the children and running around doing all the things I was doing. And it's just so easy to let time slip away, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who still have your loved ones with you, those loved ones we still have in our lives right now, just treasure those moments. And I think the effort to get there and be with them so that you have those moments before you can't, like I wish I could go back now and spend more time with my grandfather while he was alive. But then after they're gone, what helped me was the cardinals, for sure. Him reaching out to me because I felt like I was still seen and heard and understood by him and loved by him. And that helped the grieving process, just knowing he was still there. Mostly just knowing that he was still around because, like I told you, he was like the one refuge that I had for a long time. And before I learned to find that within myself. And he was that stability, that one stable thing in my life. Until I could find that stability in my own self. And so the cardinals reaching out to me, just his touching me like that helped the grieving process because it helped me realize that he was still there and that he most certainly still loved me, or he wouldn't have reached out to me, gone to the trouble to reach out to me all those times when I was in the deepest, darkest nights of the soul moments. He wouldn't have taken the effort to reach out to me.
It sounds like he was such a powerful person in your life. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us. It makes me want to get a visit from your grandfather.
Well, there's a lots of cardinals out there. You never know.
Right? You never know. Someone wanted to find you online. Where would they look for you?
You can follow me on Instagram at I am Darlene Michelle. Michelle spelled with just one L, DarleneMichelle. So I am Darlene Michelle. I also have a new podcast I just launched, Among the Butterflies. You can find that on Apple and Spotify.
That's perfect. Great. We look forward to listening to that. And I have to ask, how did you come up with that name?
Among the Butterflies. Well, butterflies are one of my favorite things ever. And because it's the transformational story, the process through which a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, what happens inside that chrysalis is mind-blowing. The caterpillar literally disintegrates into caterpillar soup, into this gooey puddle. And it's not until then, inside that caterpillar, the whole time has been butterfly cells. And it's not until it's disintegrated into a puddle of caterpillar goo that those butterfly cells are activated. And so when they're activated, obviously, then that's what begins to form that butterfly in the chrysalis. And so I resonate so much with the transformation story of the butterfly. I felt like these last 11 years on my transformational journey, I've been caterpillar soup.
I was going to say you turned into goo.
I felt like I was that gooey caterpillar, the caterpillar goo puddle inside that chrysalis for the last 10, 12 years. But yet, the whole time I had those butterfly cells inside me. Right. And so I knew that that butterfly was being formed in there. And even though under the surface, you couldn't see it happening underneath there, it was, that process was in full swing. And so I feel like the launching of this podcast Among the Butterflies is part of that emerging from the chrysalis process. It's me shooting myself out into the world and learning to fly. And if I'm going to be anywhere, frankly, I'd rather be among the butterflies because they can fly. They can fly. So that's why it just has a special meaning for me.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing and even for getting so descriptive about that, because I think it applies to the grieving journey as well, because we do have to kind of come down to our rawest form before we can emerge with wings to see the other side of that grieving journey. So it is very much applicable to that as well. So I will hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, it has been a delight and a pleasure. Thank you, Tammy. And I do wish you a beautiful day as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We are so grateful for our guests for sharing their time with us and sharing their experiences. It's wonderful to know that we're not alone, and it's so great to hear that even though our loved ones have passed, that they are still here with connections, albeit different from before. Be sure to subscribe and to share this podcast. If you have an experience that you'd like to share, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Please email me. We're also grateful to Kevin McLeod and to Computech for sharing this wonderful background music entitled Happy Dreams. Thank you for sharing your time with us. May you enjoy your time still being here.